Straight Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 1-800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number two of the program. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where the features are totally free. So enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. We're going to jump into the email box here in a moment. But first, wanted to welcome our brand newest affiliate. It's KCAA, 1050 AM out in Loma Linda, California, which is just to the east of Los Angeles. Not quite the L.A. market, but the market they are in, which is it
26?
San Bernardino, I believe?
Yeah, that's part of
San Bernardino.
Yeah.
It's also a fairly large market on its own, so we welcome our station out there. They've been
fairly large. It's darn large.
Yeah, they've been testing our show out for a few days, actually, I think for a couple weeks at this point, and we finally got them to sign on the dotted line, and so we're going to be on there every single weekday afternoon. Mark, we're drive time now.
Oh, yeah. We're afternoon drive.
This is the first time, I think. Weekday drive time. Because KSCO comes on
at 6 p.m. That's 6 drive time.
Is that still drive time?
It's drive time. Okay. You get off at 5:30 in the afternoon and see if you're, and be in a major metro, see if you're going to be home by 6 o'clock. Not going to happen.
Well, yeah, but now we're in the 5 o'clock hour out in California, and that's hardcore drive time,
as far as I'm
concerned. So welcome on board, guys. Visit us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you've been listening for the past couple of weeks to KCAA, you know what we're all about. If you're a new listener, then you're going to be in for something a little different.
Yeah, something a lot different. Something shocking and, perhaps offensive at first. But give us a chance. I'm not asking you. I'm saying for yourself. Give us a chance. We're consistent, if nothing else. We believe that the American people are capable of solving their own problems, that they don't need the government to step in on every little thing and solve all our problems.
And you'll start to understand after you've listened for long enough. It all makes sense, but just got to give it a little time. Anyway, and you can call in about whatever you want, too. That's sort of the gimmick with Free Talk Live. So the phones are open. Even if we're talking about, like we were last hour, we were talking about corrupt cops. You don't have to call in about that. You can call in about whatever's on your mind. So take advantage of that at 1-800-259-9231. So once again, welcome to KCAA 1050 AM out in California. We've got a California story on the way about fruit picking, about immigration and all that. But first, let's go into your email box, Mark, and talk about something over in Kentucky, a family problem. One of our listeners is having, a personal issue.
Yeah, that's one of the things we do here on Free Talk Live is we'll talk about personal issues. I don't know how valuable it is. It's just a couple of radio hosts giving our opinion. I mean, we're not...
Our advice is as good as anyone else's.
Right. We're not licensed psychologists or... But again, neither is Dr. Laura. So here we go.
What is she a doctor of?
I don't know, but it's my understanding. I looked at it at one point, and it's not psychology, from what I understand.
Yeah, is Dr. Joy?
Oh, absolutely. Right. Dr. Joy is eminently qualified. I love that show. I'm not saying I don't like the Dr. Laura show. I think it's great radio. Dr. Joy, definitely.
I just can't stand her personally. I don't like her. Dr. Laura. I just don't like her.
She's just a little too tough.
She's harsh. She's
harsh.
She's grating.
She's she comes from the point of view of a very harsh point of view. You know, you do things right in life and good things will happen. You do things wrong and you stink.
Well, I agree with that.
Well, that's how she feels too.
I like to think I'm doing things right, but I don't think she would agree with that.
No, she would not.
Right.
All right. This is
to the email
from Josh. Here's the situation. My cousin has two kids, 2-year-old and 1-year-old. Basically, she's a drug addict and an unfit mother.
Oh, boy.
She'd rather whore around town than put food in her kids' mouths. Her mom, my aunt, has been trying her darndest to take care of them for the past year and a half. She's has a steady job, a nice apartment. Besides the stress of her job and raising kids, she's fit to be a parent. A few days ago, when my aunt was coming into her apartment carrying the baby and a bunch of groceries, the baby fell out of her arm and broke its arm on the floor. When the rest of the family found out about
it. I'm always, myself, tempted to take too much stuff in. You know, you want to load up your arms because you don't want to make too many trips back to the car. But when you're talking about a kid...
Yeah, when you've got a baby... Maybe two trips would be better.
Yeah, if you drop the eggs, no big deal. But if you're dealing with a kid, go ahead and make a separate trip for the kid.
Yeah, well, that's good advice. But no sense crying over broken baby arms, right? When the rest of the family found out about it, my other cousin, that's my aunt's sister's daughter,
Sorry, it doesn't matter at this point.
Let's say it's the other cousin.
Right.
She took it upon herself to call Child Protective Services and report my aunt because she thinks that my aunt lied about the broken arm and that my cousin, this is the drug addict cousin,
right,
was the one who did it and my aunt was covering up for her.
Oh.
So it's speculation on the part of the, you know, nosy cousin, let's say.
Right. Busybody.
Nosy cousin, drug addict cousin. She has no proof of this whatsoever. Instead, she's using...
just doesn't like the other cousin.
Right. Well, who knows? What she's coming to speculation. I can see what her speculation's about. You know, I guess...
Obviously, she doesn't like the other cousin and the aunt, because otherwise she... Maybe she didn't know what the consequences would be of calling Child Protective Services. Maybe she'd never heard of what those people do. But if you have any idea about what Child Protective Services or the Department of Children and Families or whatever it's called in your state, if you've ever encountered any stories about those people, you know they come in and ruin lives.
They do.
So that's why you call those people, is to ruin somebody's life.
She has no proof of this whatsoever. Instead, she's using voluntary means to get to the bottom of the situation. She decided to use the force of the state. She didn't bother calling my aunt beforehand and asking what really happened. She didn't call anyone.
That would have helped. I mean,
it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Before you call the law, you should talk to the person that you have a problem with.
Absolutely. Whether it's your family member or the guy across the street playing the music too loud.
It is. It's the best way to do it. She didn't call everyone together for an intervention. She just blindly called CPS and then called my aunt confessing what she did. And she said she did it because it was a Christian duty.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Is that in the Bible? Call CPS if you don't like the...
Yeah.
Jesus. Is that the 11th commandment?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I must say that what the woman, the nosy cousin did was very foolish. You know, she's hurt. She's going to hurt people with this CPS thing.
Right.
Child Protective Services thing. But I understand why she did it. And maybe she just didn't know how awful Child Protective Services is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Go on.
This is such a mess. Everyone's blaming everybody else, and my cousin, the one that called the nosy cousin, is probably sitting in the house with a grin on her face. Now, this is here. You're, transposing emotions onto your cousin. No, you don't have any idea what she's thinking. This confirms everything that I've ever thought about her. She's a power-hungry B-word, and probably got off when she was dialing the CPS number, and then to hide behind the gosh darn shield that it's her Christian duty. You guys know as well as I do that when it comes to the CPS. You're guilty until proven innocent.
True. They come in, take your kids, and then you've got to try to get them back.
Right. This is what this is a story you're selling yourself about what the cousin's doing, why the cousin did it, and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The cousin called CPS. Nosy cousin called CPS, okay? She may have called them because she's an evil witch over a cauldron cackling to herself. She may have called because she thought it was the best thing to do. Just deal with what she did. Not what you think she is or how, you know.
Well, he knows better than you do. I mean, he's the cousin.
You can't know. People do not know. People will, everybody, myself included, will go ahead and apply all kinds of feelings to people that, that are close to
them. I'm not saying he knows how she feels. I'm just saying he knows how she is. If she's a witch, then he would know it. That's all.
I don't know. Stop telling yourself stories about people and then... You know, they'll. You've got to
stop being a witch.
You've got to be what it takes to make her stop being a witch. You remember remember how I told you you're completely responsible for everything that happens in the world? You're responsible for her being a witch, Ian.
Excuse me?
Yes, you are.
I don't know if I agree.
You can be what it takes to make this.
I don't even know
not.
This woman.
Well, take responsibility for it.
What are you talking about? How can I take responsibility for somebody I don't even know that...
Perhaps this is an advanced lesson for you. All right.
I guess so.
Let me go on.
Absurd. I'll take responsibility for my own actions.
And your actions do have effects on other people. Only when all voluntary means have been exhausted should you use force. My cousin didn't do that, and I hope she burns in hell for it. Please help me so that I can give advice to my aunt. I don't want my little cousins becoming wards of the state. My friend Lee is currently a ward of the state, and he's been in their custody for a year, and it's nearly destroyed his mind. I love them, and I don't want them to have to go through that kind of torture for the rest of their lives.
What can you do? They're already in their custody.
I don't know that they're necessarily in custody at this point.
You call CPS, they usually get taken into custody. The kids usually get taken from the household. I mean, we don't know from his email.
Yeah, there's not much you can do. Yeah, there's not much you can do.
But we'll address it more on the way here. And take your calls as well. Maybe you've had experience dealing with CPS or your local variant of whatever it is. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Ted Anders from Midas, October 9, 2007, gold 737 10-ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $760, $374, $75 for half, $187, $38 for quarter. That's the $760, $374, $75, and $187, $38.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its $1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231, inviting you to our website, where we've got all kinds of neat stuff, including the updates. You get on the list, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. And you can get on that list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com.
Are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? Well, D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
So you just finished reading an email from a listener of ours in Kentucky who is having a bit of a, I don't know, an inter-family war going on, apparently.
Family feud.
One of his cousins, she's kind of a shiftless loser, and she's not really taking care of her kids too well. Her mother was taking care of the kids for her, accidentally dropped one of the kids, apparently, while bringing in some groceries. And
broke the baby's arm.
The other cousin, this daughter of this lady, came in and said, I'm calling CPS. She called in Child Protective Services, the government agency, and presumably they came and stole the kids from this lady under the auspices of keeping them safe. There's more than one kid involved here. She just happened to drop one of them.
Right. Only one child was dropped.
Right. And so they took all of the kids, and now they've got them, and our emailer is wondering what he can do about this. He cares about the kids. He doesn't want to see them in the hands of the state. He's asking what he can do. I happen to know this guy is, like, 18 years old, and he doesn't have a job, so it's not like he can step up and say, hey, I'm ready to take these kids, or I'm responsible.
And he's not qualified compared to this aunt, likely.
No. So there's no way that he personally can step in and somehow fight this battle for them. I think all he can really do at this point, I mean, if they're in the custody of the state, they're at the whim of the state, the state's in control of the situation, they have to beg, they have to fight in court to get their kids back or whatever the process is like, and I'm sure it's a nightmare. And if you've got a nightmare CPS story, you can share it with us at 800-259-9231. But all he can really do, from what I can tell, is continue to be there for his aunt. The woman who had the kids taken from them, or from her, is be there for her and tell her that he supports her and ask her, maybe just come right out and say, you know, what can I do to help? And if there's anything that he can do, then she would be the best person to talk to, certainly not you or I, because we don't really know what the situation is like.
Well,
we don't know what's necessary.
That CPS hasn't been in contact yet, and he's trying to find
out. They've been called, but they haven't shown up to take the kids?
Yeah.
Maybe she's bluffing. Is there a chance that the woman is bluffing and she hasn't
The nosy cousin is bluffing?
Right. Could be. Because, I mean, I know it's the government bureaucracy, and they don't exactly respond too quickly generally, but then again, we've also heard stories.
Well, then my recommendation, if she was bluffing, would be to have, in Josh's case, since he's a young man, he should have his parent, mother call the nosy cousin and say, hey, you know, CPS is not going to solve this problem here.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe, you know, maybe one of the other family members can take the kids for a little while till things blow over.
Not a bad idea. 800-259-9231. Do you have a suggestion for Josh as to what you think he should do? Or what would you do if you were in his situation? Or also, what's your story? I mean, if you've had kids and you've been reported to the government, how did that ruin your life? How did that mess things up? Or was it a good thing for you? I've never heard a positive CPS story. Imagine there's some out there, but I've never heard them. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Talk to Angel, calling from Riverside, listening on KCAA. Hello, Angel.
I hate kids. Hey, guys. Welcome to the Inland Empire on a regular basis.
Yeah, so they call it. Why is it called the Inland Empire?
Oh, because we're just a big, huge empire out here. It used to be mostly desert out here.
Right.
Well, we're still in the desert, I guess, but there was nothing here before, just not too long ago, really. And, besides, San Bernardino actually was one of the biggest cities in the nation several years ago. But, I don't know why they call it the Empire. Maybe it just sounds cool, I think.
It is cool. Now, I don't know much about California. I've only been there once in my life. But,
man, that's a tragedy.
We'll be going back probably about another year and a half, but I'm curious, is Riverside, is that part of Los Angeles at all, or is it sort of the outskirts?
It is on the outskirts. It's 50 miles due east on Interstate 60. It's a straight shot from L.A. Mm-hmm. to Riverside. So
is Riverside sort of to L.A. as North New Jersey is to New York City? Is that sort of the same?
I would say kind of like that, yeah. But Riverside is growing, and the San Bernardino, the whole Inland Empire is growing so fast. You guys really got in at a great time.
Well, good.
And you're on drive time. That's
yeah,
awesome.
We sure are, and we're pretty excited about it, too. The station owners over there at KCAA had put us on another one of their stations, KTAE, out in Texas.
Right, and I was catching you there for a while.
And, they liked the show so much, they figured, hey, we've got this station out here, and, there's a lot of shows, apparently, that are buying airtime on that station. It's one of those kind of brokered/non-brokered, and so they're trying to move in a more non-brokered direction, as I understand it, and they're hoping that Free Talk Live will be a part of that and sort of anchor their afternoons.
Well, it's a great professional show. I mean, if it was...
No, we've got you fooled.
Well, something about drive time real quick, if you got
sure.
a sec.
Yeah.
Do you know the sorest part of the freeways out here?
The sorest part of the freeways? I don't know.
Oh, it's the carpool tunnel. Carpool tunnel.
Carpool tunnel. That's
carpool tunnel.
Please explain. I don't understand.
It's a joke, like carpool tunnel. Your hand,
mm-hmm.
and yeah.
So it's a carpool lane.
Oh. I'll go hang myself now.
Well, so we are still so totally in the dark. That the carpool lane is somehow
misused. It's a homemade joke, you know. It's like,
yeah, not going
like the sore part. And,
do you actually get carpool tunnel from driving? I thought that was a keyboard thing.
I got to go out there sometime. You guys sound like it's. Never mind.
Bunch of country bumpers.
Bunch of hicks. What the hell do we know?
No, hey, you know what? I had a bet with somebody one time. I said, okay, you guys are going to talk about pot within the first 15 minutes of this show.
You want to talk about it? It's a fair bet. We do talk about the drug war quite a bit on this program, and really it's because it's one of my pet issues.
One of his pet issues.
I'm just so outraged by the war on drugs. I've had friends who've had their lives destroyed by the government in that particular case for just little things like marijuana possession.
That's terrible.
Yeah,
it's
just
not right.
Las Vegas, they'll bust
you big time too.
That's one of the areas where you guys are sort of leading out in California is the California people get it when it comes to marijuana. At least the people in California, the federal agents haven't quite gotten it because
right.
they continue to raid the marijuana clinics out
I
there.
I don't understand that. They're using local police to enforce federal law.
Are they? I thought
the state law was already passed.
You mean that your civil servants aren't actually serving you? They aren't actually following the laws of the that the voters have put in place.
Now, wait a minute. A point of clarification, because we've had other calls from California from some of our internet listeners that have told us that apparently the local police are not as complicit anymore as they used to be. In many cases, the local police aren't doing anything, and it's really just the feds that are effing around out there, if you will.
Well, no, the local police, the L.A. police, are the ones doing these raids that. I don't know what their issue is, but they started raiding all the medical marijuana
really?
Facilities.
Are they arresting anyone?
Yes, they're arresting people.
Because the feds were coming in, and they were doing raids, but they weren't arresting anybody. So the DEA was coming into these facilities, and maybe this is just L.A. Maybe it's just the L.A. cops that you're talking about, because in other areas, it's DEA that's going in, taking people's pot, taking their money, and then walking away and coming back several months later and doing it all over again. Angel,
right.
thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. I'm sure we'll hear from you again. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where all the features are totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. And don't forget to, again, the wiki is there with over 1,400 pages, so that's just one of the many features. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Going right back into the phone calls here, talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
What's on your mind, Jeremy? We got you. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just thinking about, you know, y'all showing the Rainbow Family again and about how they keep marching on and everything. But I was at rainbowfamily.com. You can hook up with a lot of cool people, too, that are on the same type of march. And, you know, so.
Well, I mean, I don't know the Rainbow Family. I've never actually been to one of their gatherings before, but I find what they do absolutely fascinating. And we've interviewed, gosh, I don't remember the lady's name, but we had a Rainbow Family chick call in one night, and we spent an hour just talking to her about, you know, what the Rainbow Family does and, you know, what it's like to go out there. And basically, just in a nutshell, the Rainbow Family is this group of people, in case you don't know, they essentially travel around the country going from essentially state parks, I believe. They go from park
forest.
To park, state forests, and they basically go out in the middle of nowhere, and they set up camp, and they hang out. Isn't it usually for a couple of weeks at a time?
Yeah, usually, but there's one that goes on down in Ocala National Forest in Florida. It kind of goes on all winter. I mean, kind of for all the kids that have been on the road all year or whatever, and they kind of go down to Florida and hang out around Ocala and go to Daytona and do this or that.
So they winter in Florida just like everybody else does.
Right. Now, the Rainbow family seems to be made up of a variety of different people, from old hippies from back in the, you know, the 60s and the 70s to, I guess, what we described as young hippies of today. And would you describe the crowd that way, or would you use different terms?
Well, I would say that they were just the peaceful type of people that wanted to be left alone, basically, and be able to ramble the country like whatever they want to do.
You know, the reason anybody ever knows, anybody ever hears about the Rainbow family is because there are instances where they aren't left alone. In fact, it seems like the cops, the federal cops or the state forest cops, they seem to have a real, I don't know, hard-on to go after these people. They don't like it when people are out there having fun in the forest, and they want to come by and ruin the party and rain on their parade and stop them from having a good time. When one of the parameters, and you would think to yourself, okay, well, if they're trashing the place, then you have a real issue. But one of the rules of the Rainbow family is they have to leave their area that they went to camp in cleaner than when they arrived. So, I mean, these are people that are very concerned about the environment. They're very concerned about littering and that sort of thing, and there's in fact a whole crew that stays after everyone has left to ensure that everything's been picked up. So really, there's really no excuse for them being harassed except for the fact that the cops are just mean.
Well, that's one of the reasons I suggested Ocala, is if you know someone from especially your neck of the woods wants to go check out. I mean, it's definitely a very fun thing to do, and
warm.
That's
like 2 miles in. I mean, they go miles into the forest, do they not? It's not like it's right out by a parking lot. This is an expedition.
Well, one of the good spots to go is Big Moon or Half Moon over by Silver Springs, or you can go to Buck Lake, which is closer to Ocala.
I have no idea where Silver Springs is. It's in Florida?
Silver Moon.
Okay. Sounds like fun. I don't have time for that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't understand. That's one thing I don't get. And, Jeremy, thanks for the call. It's one thing I don't get about the Rainbow family is these people must have a lot of free time on their hands.
Oh, I get the impression that worldly, you know, who needs material things anyway, man? Like, worldly goods probably aren't their big thing.
I guess. But you still got to go out and work. I mean, you have to be able to afford to travel around the country and hang out.
Not if you bum a ride with somebody else.
I guess. And they do provide, there are groups like the Quakers, I think, that go there and they provide food for free for people. So I suppose you could sort of eat that food. And I guess it's a very minimal amount of expenditure. You are camping in the forest, so very interesting.
And, you know,
there's to each his own. It just goes to show how wonderfully wealthy we truly are in this country, doesn't it? I mean, the idea that people are so wealthy today that they don't really have to work very hard.
They can essentially support somebody else who doesn't want to, you know, I mean, like by the feeding and that kind of thing. They do work. They prepare the food and that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. They put up tents and they go out and they...
They don't have a job.
Exactly. It's interesting. It's a fascinating culture, and it's certainly one worth looking into. It's just out of curiosity, if nothing else. 800-259-9231. Again, my favorite thing I've ever encountered about the Rainbow people is when they take on the cops, when the cops try to stop them from doing something.
Uh-huh.
There's always more Rainbow people than there are cops, and so
that's generally how it goes. Yeah,
right. But the Rainbow people don't really stand down to the cops. They do what they want,
but they tell them they love them and stuff.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's really fun to watch. Anyway, you can find that at YouTube. Let's go. Let's see, to the email box. From Phil. He says, hey, about a year ago, I decided to take a hard look at religion, and my personal religion specifically. I was raised in an evangelical home and never really considered it to be a problem. After high school, I started to look into the merits of religion and found little. I did find a lot of hate and death. I slowly moved over to the side that demands evidence for beliefs. When I was still living at home, out of respect for my parents, I never complained about going to church every Sunday. I really do love my parents, and I think the world of them. So how do I tell them that I think there is no God?
Oh, I don't know that I would necessarily go treading on that ground.
I'm with you. I wouldn't. I don't think it's a good idea. But let's go on with his email. We'll address that. He says, right now I'm a senior at Western Illinois University, and my parents are paying for my tuition and housing, and I'll graduate in the spring.
Even better reason not to tell them.
So he says, I don't really want to rock the boat. Should I wait until I'm free from them financially, or do I owe it to them to be completely honest right now? To be fair to them, when I told them I was an anarchist who thought any form of government was immoral, they were fine, even though they're both proud conservatives. And when I mentioned wanting to join the Free State Project, they were also very supportive.
Wow.
Any thoughts? I would say I concur with Mark. I think that this is an unnecessary conversation. You may feel like you really want to get this off your chest, but really,
right.
They're not going to change
their
minds.
It's your feeling. You know, they didn't give you the money to go to college as long as you believe in Jesus. They didn't do that. They
might take it away.
They could. And I don't think there's any reason to rub people's nose in it. For one, they're not going to change their opinions likely no matter what. They're 40, 50 years old. They've been evangelical Christians all their life. Whatever a magic piece of evidence that came up for you is not going to come up for them. Likely.
Logic, rationale.
Whatever. It's not going to happen. So essentially, you're going to say, Mom, Dad, I'm an atheist. They're going to say, are you kidding? Why? And you're going to say, well, here's the litany of reasons. This logical reason, this logical reason, this logical reason, this one.
And all they'll be thinking about the whole time is how they can save you.
Right. That's, you know, to a Christian, a person who really, really believes.
Evangelical. This,
right. That's the terminology that he used.
Yeah.
It draws a picture up in my mind. I'm assuming he's using that term to draw that picture up
yes.
in my mind. This is the most important thing on planet Earth, is surviving the experience and not going to hell. So you're the most important person on planet Earth
to them.
I wouldn't go.
It would horrify them. It would horrify them to think that their son, their loving son, is going to go and burn in all eternity near Satan and his minions or whatever nonsense they believe. So, really, you're on the cusp of your adulthood. You're on the cusp of your freedom from school, from the education system, from your parents' clutches. At this point, really, as soon as you get out of college, if you're going to move to New Hampshire, you're going to be miles away from your parents. It's really going to be irrelevant at that point what they decide to do with their Sunday mornings. So I say completely leave it alone. You're not trying to convert them, are you?
Right. I mean now you're an evangelical atheist?
Yeah, doesn't make sense.
No.
Now, there are atheists that are out there like that, and I don't think that's the right way to be at all.
I don't think it proves anything.
Right?
Right.
What are you, a Christian's trying to save your soul. What's an atheist trying to save?
Yeah, keep it to yourself. You talk about liberty. That's worth talking about. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. You've got advice for Phil, the newfound atheist. We'd love to hear your thoughts. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute.
You know every substance is a liquid, a gas, or a solid. But if the air in your community is more like a solid than a gas, stay tuned. When I come back, I'll tell you what you can do to help Mother Nature.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
You can help save Mother Earth. Start by recovering and recycling your car's fluids. 1 quart of used oil can contaminate almost 2 million gallons of water. Here's another tip. No need to warm up your car. Driving moderately for about 10 minutes does the trick while conserving gas and saving the atmosphere from idle exhaust. And don't forget to change your air filter. Dirty filters are a common cause of excessive emissions, reduced gas mileage, and poor performance. So keep Mother Nature happy and leave your children a cleaner world. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go to amp.freetalklive.com. And now, the AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. If you want to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country, then help us out. Send us $3 a month. It's a totally voluntary option, and you do get some perks, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, and forum. All the details on that are at amp.freetalklive.com. And Mark, you pointed something out during the break that I thought was important to bring up. Since we're talking about AMP, we had a guy call in a couple weeks ago, and he was a radio listener who was talking about sending the show some money through the AMP program. And I said on the air at the time, well, you know, you're a radio listener. You don't really have to do AMP because you're paying for the show by listening to the commercials. And it's true. I mean, radio listeners are paying for the show by listening to their local station's commercials during the breaks. But at the same time, you pointed out, Mark, that one of the things we mentioned during our radio commercials about the AMP program is that eventually, if we get enough amplifiers on board, we will be able to reduce the radio commercial time.
And we want nothing more than that.
Right. So there is a reason there for radio listeners to consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. It's a long-term goal, but we will get there eventually. We're almost a third of the way to our goal at this point. And when we're halfway, we plan on reducing some commercial time. And when we're all the way, we're definitely going to be reducing some commercial time. So it's not going to cut out the breaks, the commercial breaks entirely, but it'll be a little bit here and there, and a little's better than nothing, right? So amp.freetalklive.com will get you on board with that. By the way, just another comment on the email that we just read from a younger listener. He's in college. He's about to graduate in the springtime. Was raised in an evangelical Christian home. Mom and dad go to church a lot, you know, as the evangelicals do. And he has felt obligated, because he's an atheist now, apparently. He has felt obligated to continue going to church with his parents because he's living with them. And that makes sense. You know, you're under their roof. You should follow their rules. That's what you're paying for. You're paying your rent by going to church with mom and dad. But he's concerned that, you know, he feels like he's obligated to be upfront with them about his belief system. And while I understand where he's coming from, because when I was 16 and I became an atheist at that time, I really wanted to out myself in front of my parents, too. I really wanted to, you know, show them what I was all about at 16, my new belief system, or lack thereof, or however you want to view it. But my parents weren't evangelical Christians. They were just sort of fair-weather Christians. You know, they'd go to church, I don't know, once every 3 weeks or maybe once every other week. It wasn't anything hardcore or anything like that. We didn't have, my mom never had any Jesus plaques up on the wall, nothing, no Bible verses in the bathroom, none of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it was probably a completely different at-home situation. And my parents were very supportive of me. But I don't think that that the emailer in this case should rock the boat. I really don't think he should. And for the number one, I think the number one reason might be, and you touched on this, Mark, that, you know, religion is very important to these people's lives. They're evangelical Christians. This is one of the most important things going on in their life. I mean, their whole life is devoted to getting out of this life and moving on. So they would feel as though they failed, I think. I think that if you came out to them and said, Mom, Dad, I just felt like I had to be honest with you, I'm an atheist.
Right.
They probably will take that far, I don't know, far more personally than you might imagine. To me, it would seem like if it were my goal in life as a parent, if it were my goal to bring my child up as I was brought up and bring my child up to believe the same things that I believe about religion and God and all that, and if he completely rejected that, I mean, and that's a total rejection. I mean, it's not like you're just shifting gears and going Catholic or Baptist or anything. You're completely rejecting the whole concept of a higher power. Or this deity, this singular deity, the fact that you're rejecting that just says that they've wasted their time on you, that they've failed with you, that, you know, you're hell spawn at this point. I mean, I just feel like they could really take that harsh, really harsh.
It's to a person that takes Christianity very seriously, that believes in this very strongly, it is the worst thing that could happen to one of their loved ones. They could be, you know, their loved one could be kidnapped by the mafia. They could, die horribly. Anything. They could be a drug dealer. They, you know, any kind. They could be a mass murderer. They could be Jeffrey Dahmer and eat people. And as long as they're saved, they're going to live forever in heaven. If you're a Baptist, you just have to, you know, do it the one time, and you're saved forever.
That's sweet.
Yeah, they got a good gig, the Baptists. but so, you know, don't do that.
Just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Love your thoughts, though, on this one. What would you do if you were in his position? Would you come out to your parents? Would you keep it quiet? And I can understand that he would feel guilty about it because, you know, they are sending him to college.
And they sound like good people.
And I'm sure they're nice folks. But really, you're going to feel worse if you alienate your relationship with them. If you could have had a good relationship with them throughout the rest of your life simply by not bringing up religion, versus just ruining all that, versus setting your relationship on fire with this whole coming out as an atheist thing, it's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. So go on, move on with your life, and if down the line, after a few years have passed, if down the line you're on the phone and Mom asks you if you've been to church recently, well, you know, you don't want to lie to them necessarily.
No, I wouldn't lie about going to church, and I still wouldn't.
You could just say, I've been doing personal study, or something like that.
Yeah, I still wouldn't bring it.
Introspection. Whatever. Just leave them alone. Let them feel like they've been a success with you, and let them feel like however it is they want to feel. Because you don't need to rain on their parade. 800-259-9231 to the phones to Eddie in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eddie.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, we talked yesterday about abortion.
No good.
And foster children, and you asked me if I had any foster children. And
actually, I said adopted, but foster's good.
Or adopted, okay.
Foster's
foster,
great.
Oh, okay, yeah, because you adopt foster children. Well, foster children aren't foster children, children that aren't wanted by their parents.
Foster children, you know, in some way or another, they're wards of the state.
Yeah. Well, when you asked me that yesterday about have you adopted any children? What I was assuming foster children, so it might kind of blow my little story behind, but I still think it's good in a
foster's
way.
Foster's good. I would consider foster, it fits in the same category as adopting.
Yeah, you asked me, and the reason why I said that was because we were talking about abortion, too, and if you don't abort your kid, then they usually end up in foster care because nobody wants them.
Sometimes.
I didn't get to finish my answer because I don't know why. I just kind of forgot about it.
All right, so go ahead.
This is my answer, which I wish I would have said last night when you asked me if I had any adopted children.
All right, we'll give you a mulligan. Go.
I took it as foster. This is what I say to you. I would rather be an unwanted child in a foster home than a carcass in the garbage can of an abortion clinic.
Well, you know,
very emotional, Eddie.
Yes,
I don't know if I agree with that necessarily. For one, you don't know anything about anything when you're dead. You're just dead, and it.
And you have no
it seems
to
me, it seems to me that people that that are big on this abortion issue, Eddie, they you know, they get out there and trumpet. Usually it's guys, not women. For some reason, it's the guys that you know, wave the flag the highest on abortion, and they aren't willing to do what it takes to you know, clean up the abortion mess. They'll say, yeah, stop that and all that other stuff, but you know, there's kids out there that need love, and you know, you're making sure that there's going to be more kids out there born to people that don't want them.
Yeah, but like I say, I would rather be an unwanted child
okay.
than
you're
dead.
You're repeating yourself at this point.
Who are these four people? I have four names for you. Are you there?
Four names?
We're here.
Okay. Alonzo Mourning.
I don't know who that is.
James Dean, John Lennon, and Cher. What do they all have in common?
They contributed almost nothing to the world.
Well, they have lots of money, but they were all foster children.
Congratulations.
Just because you may be an unwanted child doesn't mean you can't be successful in life. And
right.
So I understand
the foster system, plenty of, you know, there's plenty of people that have managed to make it big and make, you know, do well for themselves in life. But they, you know, so what?
At least give them the chance. Don't you want to give people a chance instead of just kill
no,
them?
No, I want kids to be brought up by parents that actually are interested in raising them. I think that those are the kids with the best chance. Thanks for the call, Eddie. 800-259-9231. Look, you know, there may be some good foster parents out there, but there's a whole lot of bad ones, too. There are a lot of foster parents out there that abuse their kids, that lock them in closets.
That are only doing it for the money.
Right, and they just want to collect that check.
I don't know.
I don't want a kid to grow up in that home.
I would say largely that the people, by and large, you're talking about the 1% there that are rotten people, that most people that are doing foster are not foster care are not doing it for the money, that they're doing it because they love children and all that other good stuff. It doesn't change the fact that the people that are, you know, blab the most about abortion aren't doing anything to solve the problem. They're running their yakker, and they're not doing the work.
And that Eddie does not have his own kids that he's adopted.
Right. Yeah, well, not just Eddie, but everybody out there that's so high and mighty on this particular abortion issue. Right. I believe abortion's wrong, but I'm not willing to outlaw it,
right,
because I know what the results are going to be.
I think that you know, a lot of people that are having abortions are doing it because it's just not the right time in their life. For whatever reason, they don't think it's the right time, or they're not the right person to take care of those kids, and there's way too many kids in the adoption system right now waiting for loving homes, and you want to add to that? You want to add to the amount of kids that are sitting around just sort of wasting away their lives in the system? That seems like an awful thing to say. Hour 3's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are you?